You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for Real Love Boat, episode number 9. To all the happening dudes and foxy mamas out there, we are ready to talk about another week of the Real Love Boat, drama-fueled week on the Real Love Boat. And, you know, finally, like, we're going to have some serious talk and not just have fun, because there are serious things to talk about here. No more just having fun, okay? We need to get to some issues here on this podcast, Marty style. All right, so let's bring in our Real Love Boat crew, of course. Our bartender, here she is back again. It's Jenny Arnum. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. They had a mimosa like party in the morning, which I wish that I had orange juice. Otherwise, I would have been mimosa style tonight. But alas, I'm just with the regular fare.
Yeah.
But yeah, no fun at all tonight. We're gonna keep it real. There's nothing better than having serious conversations while like dressed in 70s clothing.
Yes, so yes.
I also forgot to get dressed for that as well. I missed the theme for tonight. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed the memo. Also. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It would have been fun if we coordinated that.
That would have been fun. That would be fun. But for everybody who's listening to the podcast, we actually did not miss the memo and we did do that. So it is going great. Okay. Of course, here with us, our cruise activity director. Here she is. It's Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm great. I just think it's so exciting that we're in Santorini. So romantic. Mm-hmm. In Santorini.
This is it. This is where everybody wanted to be. This is where Marty wanted to be. Okay. All right.
Marty had like never left the house, but apparently is like horny for, I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, Santorini. My God.
The H word.
I know.
Listen. Lock it down. Mm-hmm. Best of 2022. Jenny Autumn just unironically said the H word.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at what this show has done
never
to me.
Never forget.
Look what happened to you. Okay. Well, this is really the part two of last week's episode where four new tempters joined the Real Love Boat crew and really created a lot of problems in one relationship. Maybe another relationship is teetering a little bit. We'll talk about all that here as we go through. What we found out earlier tonight when we watched this episode is three more episodes of The Real Love Boat.
Three more ports. And I will say, last week when Rebecca said...
next week was the last one.
That's what Sam Moore said.
I swear to God, next week is the last episode.
No, and I had a calendar.
Yeah.
I forgot what he had said. So I had actually done some digging earlier this week because I was like, when is the last week of this? And I found a source that said December 21st is the finale. Like it had a title of the episode and everything. So that adds up three more ports, which means three more episodes after this. Mm-hmm. Because when Rebecca said last week that these new singles were going to be in control for the next several ports, I was like, how many places are they going and how are they fitting this into two more episodes? Mm-hmm. So it was four episodes, I guess.
They're stretching okay. It out.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Okay.
So get ready. We got more coming.
It'll be a December to remember.
I'm only surprised that they're committed to more episodes because they were not even committed to including the full audio track for
yes,
this episode.
This is such a good point, Kirsten, because I'm sitting here watching this and, you know, I record the audio because I, you know, cut the sound clips out of it. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going crazy bananas, not the horse. And I am trying to figure out what's going on because like audio keeps cutting out and I go back and I play it again. And then the audio keeps cutting out in the same. So now I'm like going on YouTube and like watching other videos. Like, no, my computer is okay. Like, I wonder if I reboot, maybe it's going come back and work. But for about 5 minutes of the episode, the audio disappears every 3 seconds. What Rob, are we doing?
I wish you had texted me earlier because I watched Ezra. The episode a couple hours earlier and I had texted Sam and Kirsten being like, can somebody let me know if like it's my computer or my VPN or something is cutting out here? Because I was like, what is the context of some of these conversations? They truly said... you barely know who Dylan and Sydney are, so we can just interrupt their date and not give you the full audio.
Yeah.
Just silent. It's like if we were podcasting and then you would just like mute yourself for 30 seconds and then keep talking as if nothing had been missed.
Yeah.
And some people might like that. Maybe there's an audience for that.
Yeah. It's like, Dustin, you're on mute. You're on mute. Yeah. So you got to come back on. Muted. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you muted yourself.
It's like in 2020, you're like, oh, Dylan, I'm so sorry. I think you might be on mute. 2021, you're like, Dylan, you're muted. 2022, you're just like, close the laptop. We're done. You're like, I'm
done. Turn it off. Okay.
Fine. I will just miss this context and my life will go on.
Okay.
Might be better now, for it.
If you were Marty, maybe you were hoping the whole episode might have been lost for sound. I'm sure that Marty really did catch a break when The Real Love Boat got canceled from CBS television and had to be behind the paywall only over at Paramount Plus, where he's probably saved about a couple million more people watching this episode and seeing him just completely humiliate himself for unraveled. A worldwide audience.
But here's the thing. I think Marty thinks he's in the right. And that everyone seeing, I bet he does. He does not strike me as the type who is going to reevaluate.
It was a lot. And I think that, you know, he had his moments and it was the hashtag Marty exposed party, but the like, and not in the way that would be a Mr. more fun television. Maybe.
No, that's what happened in the Greek costumes last week.
Okay,
that was last week at the gods and goddesses party. But yeah, like Rob, you had said that like one of these new tempters is possibly creating problems for one of the relationships. I think Marty is the one creating the problems for the relationship. It's just that Mike is maybe facilitating, you know, like the ability for Marty to unravel. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the blame rests on Marty here.
Yeah. I was looking to see if Marty has any posts on social media, like check out the latest episode, but no,
he's not publicizing this. Yeah. He's like, maybe skip episode. What was this? Eight? Let's skip episode eight.
Nine.
Where are we?
Eight and nine. I think he would want skipped. Mm-hmm.
It literally says it in the StreamYard, Jenny. Just look.
Yeah, but you can't always trust that. Sometimes the person that makes the StreamYard gets it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Sam
sometimes
Moore.
We get lied to by Sam Moore.
The man who said that this show is ending.
If you
week.
Listen to the Amazing Race recap from last week, you'll know sometimes you can't just go off of what it says on the StreamYard.
So here's the thing, too. Marty has been, I assume Marty's been told several times over this cruise, like, let's have fun. Why are you so serious all the time? Because Emily doesn't strike me as the person who's going to only say that to the confessional and not to his face.
Oh.
So he's had nothing but opportunities to turn this around. But he, I guess, thought they were like husband and wife. I don't know.
So Emily is not subtle. Okay. Emily said that she was looking to have fun and not have a serious time. She said that approximately 7,000 times.
Okay. But was it only like 5,000 times and you just saw the same clip a couple of times through the episode?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that we've seen it for weeks. I think it's been the one thing.
She's been saying it. Like this has been a thing. And I'm pretty sure I said this when we chatted last week that I was like, apparently Emily is goofy and like trying to have a fun time, and I'm not seeing this side of her. Well, it turns out that she'd been stifled by stiff old Marty and all.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't think he's the stiff one from this episode.
Oh, true. More on that to come. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I pray to God it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, all she needed was Mike and his glorious hair to, you know, unlock fun Emily.
Fun Emily.
And he's been holding her back.
Yeah.
And so now it all makes sense because we hadn't seen Emily having fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
I finally saw it and it made me really sad. It was really hard to watch, actually, to see, because like if you've been that person, you get it. You're like, this person is literally dragging me down. You're dulling my sparkle.
Yes.
And I felt like one of Emily's friends sitting on the sidelines there being like, we got to save her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but isn't Emily the one who in the first episode was like, I'm looking for my husband?
Yeah, but I think they have to say
taking this very seriously.
And I think that Emily, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself because, or I don't know if I just have already shared this thought or not. I think that this has been a journey for Emily to discover what is important to her, because she is a family girl and she thinks that like, okay, this is what I do. I find the person that I'm going to get married to. I wait till, you know, marriage, we start a family, and that is my life. And I think that through this process, Emily is learning about herself and what she wants. And I think that she's maybe going to feel differently about what she needs in a partner leaving this experience than she did going in. Because even just through Marty, she's been like, oh yeah. Like when you start talking to someone and they're just like super nice and super into you, and it's like you've not had that in a while, you're like,
he love bombed her. Love bombing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And maybe it wasn't even intentional love bombing, but like that's kind of what happened here, where it's like, you know, this is very exciting and new. You know, you're getting all of this love. And then she's like actually starting to get to know this person and like their quirks, and is like, oh, this is actually not so fun.
Yeah.
So,
but don't worry. Marty is not the jealous type and he doesn't get jealous.
Yes.
He told us several times in this episode.
Yes. There was a great clip during their conversation.
Cool. The jealousy was a very ugly trait.
When have I been jealous here?
Yeah, when? When did that even happen?
Do you have timestamps?
We got a few.
Like, literally last week, I feel like he was like, I'm jealous. I get jealous of other people. Mm-hmm. And then in this episode, he's like, I don't get jealous. I just get annoyed when someone's being annoying. And I'm like, Marty, you are the annoying one.
He gets annoyed by his jealousy, but he is jealous. Mm-hmm. And I think he like also spent a lot of time like reasserting that he wasn't jealous about like Mike and that she was on a date with another, like he wasn't threatened by Mike. He was jealous that he wasn't on the date because apparently Marty's really loves Santorini and has wanted to go horseback riding on the black sands of Santorini.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I mean,
Marty's like, dream.
Is that really that different if you're jealous because you're not on the date versus you're jealous of the, I don't know. I feel like it's two, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Mm-hmm. I think that he is trying to say that I just wish that it was a date I was going on. And it's not about feeling incredibly insecure about Emily spending time with another man. It's more, I just wanted to spend this time with her.
He had FOMO.
And even if that is true, it's definitely also fueled by your insecurity about your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says in the episode, you know, I don't think that Mike is a threat.
I mean, even if Mike is not a direct threat to him, maybe if he looks at Mike and is like, we're very different, or like Mike isn't Mr. Steal Your Girl, whatever. The very fact of Mike's existence and what he has represented and brought out of Emily is what is a threat to Marty, because it is making Marty show his ass. And so like it.
Yeah. Like that toga from last week. Remember?
Exactly. I wish I could forget.
Yeah.
How could I? But yeah, like it's not even so much about Mike. I think that if any, maybe not any, but I think that like another guy that has maybe the energy of Mike and showed interest and went after Emily, no one else had come in and tried to even like shoot their shot with Emily. Like this could have happened weeks ago, perhaps. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Marty wasn't going to let it happen. Not on his watch.
I'm starting to think maybe Dustin should have shot his shot with Emily. Mm-hmm. Maybe that could have really worked out.
Do we know how Emily feels about penguins?
Well, it would just be absurd if they were her favorite. That's nobody's favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the difference between Mike and Dustin. Mike actually is just genuinely charismatic and fun. Like he does actually, like I came out of this episode pretty high on Mike.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
I think that he's actually just very outgoing and like has this like confidence about him that doesn't come off like kind of like cocky. Even it's just kind of like he does give off fun, happy dude energy. And as we see in the date with Dustin and Susanna. Dustin spends a lot of time just telling you that he's like, I'm a goofy down to earth guy, while offering absolutely nothing fun to a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that that's where those two differ.
If you told me that Dustin had followed Dan Giesling's book of how a regular guy gets cast on reality TV, I would 100% believe you.
What are you talking
about?
How
he got on the Real Love Boat? Camping. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he was in casting for Big Brother first and they were like, you know what? Maybe you should we'll go to the you. Real Love Boat. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he created his elevator pitch and he decided this is who I am and I will just keep telling you until you believe it. And then when anybody actually meets him, they're like, yeah, he's nice, but there's nothing there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So in this episode, we had our four new tempters, the four new singles. They're going to be able to pick somebody to go on a date with them. And so we started things off with Brie. We haven't talked about her today, but she hit it off with Daniel last time out. And so she is going to pick Daniel to go on a date. Shaylin says that Daniel is giving her reassurance clues back to her. And he's winking at her and basically letting her know it's going to be okay. But I guess we'll find out if it is going to be okay.
These reassurance cues made me laugh out loud. He's like doing like a real exaggerated wink, like, I guess it's going to be good, like finger guns. Like.
Maybe he's just bad at winking and he's just like, he has to put his whole face into it.
It was very bizarre. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is, he's never felt so much older than 25 than mm-hmm. when he's like winking weirdly.
No, Daniel is like one of the youngest people in this cast, I'm pretty sure. And he is like the dad in a lot of ways. Like he is honestly like, the most mature sometimes, like the voice of reason, as we will see throughout this episode at certain points. Like Daniel is kind of dad energy.
Okay, well, let's come back to that. Okay.
Daniel.
Yeah. Then we also have Susanna. She's going to pick Dustin. Was this the right pick to pick Dustin?
I thought she was going to pick Jordan.
No, Kendra and Jordan are locked in, and I think that everyone has learned that.
Don't mess with Kendra.
If no one else has gotten through and taken him away from Kendra, it's not going to happen for you. Mm-hmm. Now, strategically, yes, this probably makes sense for Susanna because Dustin was probably the only person that showed her serious attention at the party. So she's like, they might not know what, like what control they have coming, like going forward. So mm-hmm. they don't really know, like if they're going to, you know, if they get to pick or if they're going to get picked or whatever. So if you're trying to stay in the mix longer, you pick the person that is most likely going to pick you. Mm-hmm. And also she might've just wanted to see if there was any, chemistry between them. Mm-hmm. There was not, but I do think that makes sense. Now, however, she does mention later in the episode another person, and I want to see where that goes. She did say Marty's name. She thought Marty is cute.
I think that maybe she has the worst taste of anyone that exists. Like her shortlist is Dustin and Marty.
I don't mm-hmm. know that she would have put. Well, and also she might just be looking at cracks. Like yeah, she's like, queen. Okay, I started with Dustin because as soon as new people came in, Dustin and Sydney are like, hey, you're great. See you later. Crack number one. And then now she wasn't feeling that. And she's watching the deterioration of Emily and Marty before her eyes. And she's like,
Yeah, this so guy seems like a catch.
Yeah, like it might not even be her taste.
I think I'm thinking from a practical standpoint. Having to go on a date with Dustin is just not desirable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so dry. There was no chemistry. There was nothing coming from him. Like, the idea of having to talk to someone for an hour and they're just like, so,
what's your favorite animal?
And then when you give a honestly a pretty basic answer, let me be very clear. And he's like, oh my God. No one has ever said that before. This is kismet. We are meant to be. It's like, oh, ugh.
Well, you say it's a basic answer. Nobody's ever said it before to him.
Not to him.
Do you think maybe no one's ever talked to him before? Like, do you think this is his first date ever?
He did go on a date with Elisa, didn't he?
Yes. And he went on a date with Sydney.
And interesting how none of these dates are, you know, leading to anything.
They were not penguin people.
He has opportunities, but he is not capitalizing on them. Okay,
Jenny, is a penguin waterfowl? Does that count?
I don't believe it's considered waterfowl. Okay.
It is a fowl in the water.
But it is fowl-like. Is I'm gonna Google this. Is penguin waterfowl?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's fowl is the thing. It's definitely a water. Yeah, they're not technically waterfowl because they don't live in a semi-aquatic environment.
So of course. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, right. But I mean, penguins are great. There's no hate on the penguins.
Do we have any feeling whatsoever about Dylan and Sydney?
They are two people on season one of the hit new CBS / Paramount Plus reality show, The Real Love Boat.
All right.
And Paramount Plus decided we don't need to fix the audio in their segment.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You're good. You get it. Yeah.
And Dylan listens to our podcast.
Oh, hey, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan. Yes. Dylan. He does not do taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, he said he does not do taxes.
Okay. I will not ask him, not that he can help me.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that even if he did taxes, he
would not Canadian tax law.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But we did get the required reminder that he is an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
That is an actual, by law, if you are on reality television as an accountant, you have to mention at least once per episode that you are an accountant.
Okay.
Well, and also, what is this date? A photo shoot, but pretty much only Sydney got photos taken, right?
So weird.
Yeah.
Why didn't he also get in the photo?
Yeah.
It was
an absurd date.
We're gonna lot of solo in a red dress.
Yeah, let's like, okay, here, we're going to put Sydney in a dress that has like a 15-foot train and then just take pictures of her. And then why don't you get in one of these pictures, Dylan?
It's like, hey, Sydney, we figure you're going to be back on the apps pretty quick here. Let's get some good pictures
but they
for your
kissed,
past.
So I guess it went good. Yeah. Okay.
But when the photographer asked Dylan if he wanted to get into the photos, I thought that they like meant like just walk in right now, and he was like in like his like regular clothes. I was like, this is not gonna be a good photo.
But actually, that maybe would be the best photo of him in his regular cruise wear.
Crazy dress. Yeah, it's just like, I'm just an accountant. I don't know what I'm doing here, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This is what accountants wear.
I don't do photo shoots. I'm an accountant.
Okay. Mike then is going to pick Emily. Emily is excited, but she knows this is going to cause some turbulence. Marty is not happy. You know, Marty is really downplaying everything quite a bit the whole way through. At the start of the episode, this is how he describes the current situation with Emily.
Last night, Emily and I, we had our first bickerment.
Not even an argument. So, Jenny, less than an argument is a bickerment.
I mean, I would like to figure out where in the scheme it falls, but I typed the word into my notes app as I took notes, and it got the red underline, so I don't believe that this is a real word.
No.
I've never heard it before.
Is bickerment a real word?
It cannot be.
Yes. So it's a new word suggestion. Is this a Marty original?
Apparently the Collins Dictionary says that it is a niggling argument causing an awkward atmosphere slash predicament within a relationship. A mixture of bicker and argument.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a portmanteau. It's bicker and argument.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think it was?
Apparently, it's a real portmanteau, yeah. Not just like one that he made up.
Oh, that is surprising.
News to me.
I've literally never heard a single person in existence use this word.
Because when I pulled it, when I actually went into the full link, it says that this was a new word suggestion from 2012 submitted by a user named Melanie S58. And it was rejected because there is not enough evidence that this is a real word.
Yeah, no, it is on the Urban Dictionary, Jenny. Urban Dictionary describes it as more than bickering, but not quite an argument.
So it's smaller than it's not quite bickering. It's a mint.
Yeah. It's a little bicker mint that we had. No big deal. Nothing to worry about at all. We're fine. Everything is good. Everything is good. And we have no problems whatsoever.
Anybody
says we have problems, they are lying. We are good.
They don't know what they're talking about. They don't see
We're
it.
We're in a great, serious relationship that we are both totally loving right now. Okay.
Equally committed, both mm-hmm. of them, to this relationship.
Yes. Okay. So we talked about the photo shoot. Daniel and Brie are going to go on the rock hike.
Ugh. What a
bad date.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes,
hiking
bad
people.
Date.
Did they draw the short straw?
I don't know what Matt, because Matt apparently put a lot of thought into choosing these activities as the cruise activity coordinator, whatever his title is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry if I messed up.
Yeah.
So insulting to me.
But like, I would be pissed if like I could have been like drinking a glass of champagne in a hot tub or like going to the ocean with also a glass of wine. And then my date is hiking.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm sweaty.
No.
No.
It's horrible. I have been on exactly one like hiking date.
Ugh. Okay.
Me and my current boyfriend have gone on hikes, but not on like a date. I've been on one hiking date in my life. And it was possibly the worst day of my entire life. It is not fun.
Oh.
All it does is make you like feel bad if there's like a difficult part of the hike that you can't do. And it's not fun. And I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Don't go on. Don't take people hiking.
At least not for a first date. The one thing about it is like, I guess there's like nothing else to do except for talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose from like that consideration, like you maybe get to know each other well, but like, I don't know. You're like, are you out of breath? Are you like, honestly, I'm sure that Nathan would have loved this.
He would have loved this
because
date.
He can test the physical activity level of the person he's on a date with very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And just like from a personal safety perspective, don't go hiking with someone you don't know. It's just asking for trouble.
Well, there were cameras. There were cameras.
Yeah,
here.
This one, there were cameras. Everything's fine. But like in life.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
If like your Bumble match is like, hey, let's meet up and go hiking on this like big rock.
Yeah.
Just don't.
It's like, let's go where there's no cell service or people.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Do not go to that location. No,
there was no attempted murders on this.
Thank God.
On any of these dates.
But it was a close call.
Marty was murdering his chances.
Yeah,
love.
Marty That's was true. Murdering his chance. Yeah. So, all right. So Daniel and Brie are talking. And Daniel thinks that she is looking good. Although we've heard Daniel describe many of the women that come on board the Love Boat in similar ways. But they're talking. And Brie mentions that it doesn't matter how you plate the table, and then the sound dropped out of the episode. But they started talking about cooking. And Brie is a wonderful cook, allegedly. We don't see her cook anything, but she's cooking up trouble. Cooking up trouble, which we find out that this is the one Achilles heel, as we are in Greece, of mm-hmm. the relationship between Daniel and Shaylin. Jenny, Shaylin can't cook.
We got the flashback and everything to Shay sharing with Daniel early on that she cannot cook. So they're really trying to highlight the like, Bree has something on Shay here. I don't know if this is a big deal. Is this a big deal to people? Are like, it's 2022. Like,
I think to some people it is a big deal.
Maybe it's like, we can learn, like, it would be fun. Like, let's do one of those meal kit things mm-hmm. where we can like learn together. Like, I guess it's different if it's like, I refuse and I'm not ever going to like, you're going to have to figure out your own dinner every night, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's different. But it's like, I'm really bad at cooking. I'm not a cook. Like, whatever. What's like, it's not the end of the world, but apparently. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's so much like that, you know, I need you to cook for me. But I think that there are some men that are out there, and I am not in this camp of that.
Well, we know
really,
how you feel about food. Rob,
but yeah, the way to their heart is through their stomach. You know, that the first lady of podcasting, I did not fall for her cooking. Okay. Let's just leave it at that.
But like,
this is not her area of expertise.
But you know what? You stepped up and made a Thanksgiving feast, Rob. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. And I like to cook. So it's fine.
And I think that is completely fine. And there's always, in every single relationship, even ones where both people like cooking, there's always like one person that's like more of the cook. Like the most, like both of them can like, you know, hold their own or whatever, or have their certain things that they like cooking. But like one person is the cook. And I don't know, maybe I'm projecting because like Shay, I don't like cooking. And I got lucky because mm-hmm. Phil does.
Yeah. Okay. It works out. But
it's
Bree does like to cook. And she also noticed that Daniel and Shaylin were lip locking and called it out. And Kirsten, Daniel couldn't even believe she's talking about this.
Well, it's not appropriate. How dare she bring it up?
Yes. And she still picked him, even though she saw the lip locking. Can you believe this?
The lip locking. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it didn't stay locked.
Yes. Okay. And so... Well,
what else was she going to do? It's like, I'm sure that some of these people were sent in being like, you got to go for whoever, like, don't worry about like pre-existing relationships. Like you got to go in and go for who you want. And like, if that's what she wants, like she gets to go on a date with him hiking. He can't be lip locked with Shay when they're hiking a mountain. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. I don't think that should stop her. But I guess like for Daniel, he's like, this shows that you must really like me because you like are seeing that I'm like in something with someone and you still want to go out with me.
Okay. Then.
Which is definitely a green flag when someone is like, I see something established and I want to break it up.
Green flag.
It's definitely kind of throwing up a red flag for me.
Green flag. Okay. So let's get to the end of this date because Daniel, he thanks Bree for this date. And we have one of the wildest moments that I can recall covering and podcasting about 12 years of CBS, Paramount Plus, reality television. We get this moment right here.
You smoke it, Elise.
It's fine. I don't mind it.
So as we're hugging, dude's starting to poke through his pants. I think we did have a great date.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Now, they did a little like boing.
Yes. Okay. I was going to say, did you, Jenny, did you hear this? The old, you know.
Give it to me again, though.
Old habits die hard for the editors. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Listen closely here during right before when the music kicks in.
Right before the poke.
Did you hear it?
Like no, I can't hear
it. It's a little so violin.
I can't hear it through yours, but I remember.
I noticed it during the show too, though. Like it was extremely quiet compared to the audio of their conversation. Like there was just audio level issues over the whole episode. And Oh, I think actually the
worst, like an elastic band.
Yeah.
The worst part of it is actually hearing how heavily Daniel is breathing while they hug. Like he's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, just are you poking me? Then?
Yeah. Well, and what was his response? Which is
it's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine.
He said, it's fine. I'm okay with it. Well, Daniel, did Bree say she's okay with it? Because that's way more important than if you're okay with it.
I'm pretty sure that is the more important part. Yeah,
we know you're okay with it because it's happening.
Now, the only thing that I could say is that perhaps, but maybe there was a situation where Daniel did not want to be in a compromising position on television, and Bree was shielding him from the TV cameras.
He's like,
is that possible?
I need
you to stand here for a minute. Bonus. Yeah.
That is a calculated decision that he made, which obviously she did not know about because she instantly is like, oh, what's poking me? I think that's assault. I don't think that's okay. Like, if you make that,
she said it was a good date. She said it was a good date.
I mean,
baby,
she did seem happy, but she did say like, you're poking me, and he's like, it's fine. such a wild thing that happened. I was like, is this real? Is this like actually like? Is this would this have been on CBS? Would this have been cut? If it weren't on Paramount Plus.
I don't know, because they showed some stuff on Big Brother 24
The boing noise on Big Brother would have been very loud. You would have heard it. Yeah, yes. For sure.
Yes.
But I had a thought when I was watching this happen, because Bree was wearing a fanny pack, one does when you go on a hike, of course. And when they're hugging, like obviously like the fanny pack is like in the middle. Okay. And I was like, is there something in her fanny pack that's poking her? And it's just the friction of like the pushing of the hug has poked something. Maybe she had like some keys in there or something. I don't know why she's got keys.
I don't know, but
would have been the same if that were the case.
Yeah. That's the thing. It was the acknowledgement from Daniel that like killed it for me. I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, I know.
It was like a two-minute hug.
Yeah.
Long hug.
I don't hate a long hug.
It was a long hug. That could have been a strategic decision to have a long hug, though, because I remember when I went to the Science Center in Calgary, there was like a station where if you hug someone for 1 minute straight, it's supposed to build a connection between you. So maybe she's like, let me hug this man and I will steal his heart.
Mm-hmm. Or he was just like, I need some time before the things settle, before I can stop embracing you and turn to these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Strategy on both ends, and maybe it just all worked out.
Okay. So there you go. So,
boing.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Can't believe Bonergate on the Real Love Boat. Not again, Bonergate. I just said another word that I absolutely hate.
So, okay. Like, just for the people that are not watching the video, Rob just left. Rob had to exit the podcast because he was so horrified at the blatant unprofessionalism exhibited by one Jenny Autumn.
And this is like absolutely wild because like Rob and I have podcasted together so much and I've said so many egregious things. And like that was the thing that made him walk off set.
I just, Rob, I would like to put on the official record right now that I will be requiring hazard pay for this episode of the Real Love Boat recap. Yeah. My rates just went up.
I just was like, did you just say Bonergate? And Jenny's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Let's hug it out.
She doesn't mind.
I just thrust this upon you without asking first.
No. There was no thrusting, Jenny. It was fine. Like that.
It's fine, guys. It's fine.
It's not fine. I will never be the same again. I'm a different person now than I was 40 minutes ago when we started recording.
That's how I feel covering the show. So hop on board.
None of us are the same.
How is this the show that broke you? Like, Nacho Millionaire.
Well, it's not even on television.
On the edge.
Yeah. I think it's just been building, you know? Like, that's probably the case for Daniel, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I just.
Not enough time in the real Love Boat suite.
Jenny, at the end of this, is going to be like, this was the podcast where I could really be myself and just have fun. And it made me feel so good. And I'm going to be like, oh, so this is the podcast where she can be herself.
And Marty and Kirsten are Marty.
Yeah. Jenny's just trying to be fun. Jenny's just trying to be fun. And let loose.
I'm wearing fun glasses and my cute little outfit. And I just want to have a good time. And you guys just like want to not talk about Bonergate. Like, come on.
Hell no. 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 No, 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 no.
Daniel's like, please. No, 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 no.
No, Daniel's like, let's not do this. Daniel's like, no, it's fine.
No.
The best part of all this is I just realized that one of the few contestants on this show that has been engaging with this podcast is Shaylin. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for her thoughts.
I'm sure she's not thrilled. Yeah.
I think she's going to be on my side of this.
I think she finds out about this.
Yes. In the previews.
Before it's airing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think this is the thing you don't tell because you think maybe they won't include it. And then when it comes up, you're like, oh, shit.
Kirsten, well, in the preview that Brie is saying, like, in the next time on, she's like, well, Daniel, are you going to tell everything about our date? So I don't know
show it to us. Like, they literally showed this man get an erection as he hugged her.
Unless
like,
it's going to be.
Well,
I guess it could be. Daniel says, you don't know how to cook.
Maybe they would mention her. That might hurt more.
Honestly, it might.
I'm horrified. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh my God.
The episode, the show, this podcast. Tragic.
Mm-hmm. I've had some pretty tragic things happen in my life.
This was the worst. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
I thought it was just a bickerment, but
it's top 10 worst things that's ever happened.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Meanwhile, back on the boat. This was hilarious that Marty is just completely being a Buzz Killington for Shaylin and Kendra and Jordan, just to like being like, oh, I just wish I could be there. That should be me out there. Oh, you know, it's really like, I'm not even threatened by Mike, but you know, this is like, you know, Emily and I, we have something and now we hardly get to spend any time together. Kendra was hilarious.
Kendra is the voice of reason. I love her. It was a quiet episode for her and Jordan, but we still got some great Kendra, like, giving it to us real about, like, how Marty is losing the plot.
Mm-hmm. But I also love, because Kendra at the start in the little, like, cell phone confessional is like, maybe just stop sending new people. And you know, if Jordan had been on a date, she would have been unraveling. Not to the extent of Marty, but she would have been upset. Like, oh, well, them with drinks?
No, she wouldn't be wallowing like... Yeah. Like Marty is, she would have found her way whatever date it was.
In fairness to Kendra, while she has shown a jealous streak at times during this voyage on the royal princess, is royal or regal princess?
Regal princess.
That she has at times, you know, gone into battle, but she, unlike Marty, has emerged victorious each time, where Jordan maybe like, you know, on a date and she comes over with drinks and she, you know, she certainly, you know, is nobody gets in between her and her man, but she knows what buttons to push.
Well, and also
she's a champ at this.
She just makes sure that Jordan is aware of her presence and she has enough going for her and enough of a connection with Jordan that that's kind of all that she really has to do is just like reassert her existence. And that's it. Whereas like with Marty, it's like everything comes like falling down. Yeah. And he has to like talk through everything where I just don't get that from Kendra. She's like, mm-hmm. get away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk over. I'm going to insert myself into this conversation. And Jordan's like, I like this girl and it works. Mm-hmm. It's not working the same way.
And I feel like if Jordan was like, hey, sorry, we're actually not in a committed relationship. And so I am going to explore their options. Kendra would be like, oh, well, I would like to discuss having a committed relationship because I really like you. Whereas Marty's like, oh, we're not in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, go have fun then. Like, excuse me.
Well, I don't
like,
think he ever said that, but yeah.
He's like, we'll go explore other options.
We
then.
Need to talk about this. We need to have a meeting.
I think he specifically said, go explore other options, which is like basically him being like, well, go have fun then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marty thinks Emily wishes that he was there. Cut to Emily on the horseback riding date with Mike. With Banana and Athena, the horses, Jenny, that Emily manifested.
Yeah, she dreamt of them.
She dreamt of them, yeah.
Yeah. Now, no word whether Marty was in the dream or not.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Marty is in anyone's dreams.
Yeah, doubtful.
Just doubtful. Her and the horses and then some unknown person.
Yes.
Like a faceless stranger.
Yeah, and they go out into the black sand and Mike was really like, hey, come on, have fun, go in the water.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. I just feel like that compared to Marty, Mike is seeming so much fun, but I don't know if Mike is actually that fun.
I mean, he at least got into the water and made the suggestion of it, which is like, yes, in comparison to Marty, lots of fun. But I do, he's not my personal cup of tea, but I actually, like I said already, I did find Mike to be a lot more naturally charismatic yes. than a lot of the guys on the cast.
I think I say than Marty.
Well, that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just found that he was like able to like make conversation more naturally with Emily. And like, she says it in this episode that she's like a little bit more reserved and shy. And so she really does rely on someone who's like a little bit more outgoing and social than her to like help kind of drive the conversation. And I really did actually see Mike being able to do that. Cause like he just like kind of kept banter going while they were like on the horse and stuff like that. So I don't think that Mike is like the biggest catch that has ever existed in all of time. But I think that he is just more naturally outgoing and like charismatic than a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And like Marty has been putting so much pressure on every interaction with Emily from the start of like, oh, I really like you. I see you in my future. Maybe you'll be the mother of my children. You remind me of my family. Like just all of these really serious things over and over again. And I think especially when you're shy, you maybe don't feel comfortable pushing back on that right away, especially mm-hmm. when you don't have any other options. And so maybe that makes it a little bit easier to have fun when the person is not pushing so much like importance onto this one date and event. Like Marty and Emily have not known each other that long, but it's all felt extremely serious. And like, isn't she 24? She needs to be having fun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this date if Marty was on it? Like they would not have even gotten their toes in the water. They would have spent the entire time sitting in that little thing that they sat in talking mm-hmm. about their future and having very intense conversations and like, you know, Marty dissecting every single word she says and what that means and whether they're on the same page. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Marty would be like, oh, well, I forgot my swimming costume, so I can't go anywhere near the water.
Yes. Could wear the toga or whatever.
Call me Martin.
Yes, please call me Martin.
Yes, Marty is a bit too informal.
Yes. I feel like Marty is like party Marty. Like,
party Marty.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you go by Listen. Marty and you are a stick in the mud? You got to be party Marty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had two Martys on reality More TV like in 2022 and not great showing.
Wait, there's been two? I don't know. Maybe
Big Brother Canada.
One. Yeah, I know that one. What's the other? Oh,
this one. I thought you meant two other ones.
Kirsten, who?
Math is not my strong.
Who was more fun?
And math.
Which was fun, Marty?
I have to say, Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, but specifically in the moment when they drew gummy bears, yes. And at no other time.
Yeah.
That man was YOLO. He embodied YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not picturing this Marty being like, "Oh, kick your feet up." Oh, you've made a mistake.
No, this Marty has never kicked his feet up in his life. Not once.
All right, let's get back to the boat. We talked about the four dates and we yada yada. Dustin Susanna a little bit. It didn't really go great and Susanna.
They were doing crickets.
Yeah.
The producers wanted us to know how awkward
it was. Susanna said this about her date with Daniel.
I am feeling pretty good after my date with Daniel. Dustin, sorry.
See, Rob, you even thought that the date should be with Daniel. I think if everyone had a date with Daniel, it would probably be more fun.
Mm-hmm. I think if everyone had a date with Daniel, it would have been the Me Too of reality television.
No. Okay. So back on the boat. All right, everybody, get ready because we've got another theme party tonight.
So my happening dudes and foxy mamas, it's time to boogie on down.
Boogie on down to the 70s party.
He sounds so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you foxy mamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There was a little bit of uncomfortableness when the women got together and the men got together. So how was the date?
It was very tell me more.
Yeah.
Because they were going back and forth like between the two people talking about their dates, like mm-hmm. in the group. It was very Greece.
Yes.
It's tell me more.
Tell me more in Greece. Yeah. So then, there was a, Shaylin, I think give her credit for the direct questioning of Brie. So did you and Daniel hit it off?
Yeah, like, how do you feel about your connection?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's whatever. You went hiking. That's fun. You had a great day. You got to leave the boat. Cool. How is your connection? She's like, let's get down to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, Mike is talking about his date as well. And Marty is very interested in hearing about how this date went.
This is when I started to get really mad because so like Marty's face while Mike is talking about the date was really funny. And then he has the audacity to like do like the buddy tap on Mike and be like, no hard feelings. I'm just jealous because I haven't had time. You haven't had time?
Yeah. You're on the boat for how many weeks before Mike got here?
You never let her out of your sight. Like, what are you talking about? You haven't had time.
Well, and that shoulder tap was, I think, more force than necessary.
Mm-hmm. And Marty was like, I'm going to wait to hear Emily's side of things because I bet she didn't have fun. I bet she hated it.
He's like, Emily never has fun. That's like her thing. She's never having fun with me.
That's our thing. No fun.
Yeah, we hate fun.
We hate
as a
fun.
Couple, as a committed relationship. We hate fun.
That's our manifesto. No fun in this relationship.
Especially when you're on a cruise. No mm-hmm. fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. We have the 70s party. Emily tells us in confessional and also she kind of like breaks down with the women of like she just wants to have fun. You know, they used to say girls just want to have fun. And I guess Emily. Emily is proving this. Maybe this theory is correct. Because all she wants, she just wants to have fun and not be serious and have fun and not have a serious time and also have fun.
Well, here's the thing is
I think Emily got a little glimpse into the time that she could be having when she's young and beautiful and on a reality television show on a luxury cruise in Greece. And she's like, and I'm going to be holed up in a corner with this man who, like, you know what I mean? Like, she got a glimpse into what this experience could be for her. And she knows deep down that she is holding herself back from this piece of her that she really wants to explore. And I completely understand why she's getting emotional here, because she's like, I just want to have a good time. Today was fun. I want more days like this. And she knows that it is because of Marty that she's not having fun. And she's having a hard time coming to terms with that, because she knows deep down that she needs to cut this off. And she's got emotions involved, so she's not there yet. This is why she's upset. But she's like, hey, fun party tonight. Let's have some drinks. Let's get into silly costumes. Let's have some fun.
All she wants to do is have some fun.
To have fun.
She very specifically is like, oh, well, I know that there's feelings involved. And so, like, it's going to be a journey, like, with Marty to get there. Because you can tell she's concerned of what people will think, that after so long with Marty, she's feeling a spark with someone else. But, like, girl, he's not your boyfriend. It's okay. In fact, we have been trying to get you saved from this man for weeks.
We, but as in us?
Point of the show.
Yeah, save Emily.
Yeah.
Maybe the crew. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, it truly, it is kind of the point of the show. It's like, okay, like, you make a connection, then you test the connection, then you see if it, like, you know, if you find a better connection. And it's like, this is not fun to watch one couple completely just, like, close themselves off to other opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was every reality, like, dating show, it would be so boring. Like, that is the point is to have them, like, test these things to see if it is built to last or whatever.
Well, that's the problem with the end of every love show, is it gets very boring at the end because everyone is just happy and has made connections.
Not
the
this
fun
one.
Is the drama.
Yeah, this is the drama.
Well, hey, there's still 3 weeks left, Rob. We're not at the end.
Okay. So, Marty is, you know, hey, I haven't gotten to talk to Emily all day. I gotta talk to Emily. And she's like, hey, let's just have fun. Marty's like, no, you want to have fun, but actually, I have another idea to your fun.
Hell no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no. Daniel says, hey, like, I think you just gotta, like, go in there with a light approach.
Listen, everyone is trying to
lighten the mood.
This man, like, he is blinded by jealousy or whatever it is. He cannot have fun because he's so fixated, because I don't even want to say this. I do kind of understand, like, what thing was, like, the kind of, like, the breaking point for him in the evening was when Emily was talking about her date with Mike, which is annoying because it's like, you know, she's like, let's have a good time tonight. Like, we're together again. Like, we're having a party. It's fun. And the first thing he wants to do is talk about the date that she had with another guy. But she said that she said it was really fun and lighthearted. And she felt like she was able to be herself. And that was the thing that sent him off and was not ever able to get back. So as much as like, I think that he needed to drop it, like, that was, no one wants to hear that, like, the insinuation that they can't be themselves around you. Like, that does suck to hear.
Especially,
like,
their self, like, is fun and lighthearted. That's the
Like, I am fun and happy and, like, great when I'm with another person that isn't you. And I'm constantly telling you to lighten up. Like, you know, like, I do get why he kind of was, like, upset about that thing, but, like, he needed to rein it in.
Well, and I see, that's the thing. Like, the reaction to be upset about that, as you said, totally fair. But for your immediate response to be like, well, sorry, I can't be that for you. Yes. It's like, okay, well, like maybe you could say, hey, let's have a fun night. And then tomorrow when we're not at a party, we can talk about this.
Like what you should do in this moment is like, and this takes a lot of composure and self-control and like emotional control. So maybe not for everyone. You gather yourself and you're like, effing Party Marty is coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Like she had a great day with Mike. She's going to have a freaking great, spectacular evening tonight with Party Marty. And you're wearing your goofy little glasses.
Let's party.
Like, have a good time and show her that you can, because he gets upset and he's like, everyone has always said that I'm like goofy and really fun and da da da. Like, it's so hard for me to like be told that I'm not bringing that energy. It's like that you got to show it then. You can't just say, well, other people say I'm fun. It's like, well, you're not showing that you're fun. That's what you need to do.
Show, don't tell.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And he doesn't get that.
Well, and
he
made Marty,
it worse.
Marty also has been single for a while. So maybe like he's not goofy and fun in a relationship. Maybe he's goofy and fun with his friends and he needs to treat Emily like a friend for a night so that she can have some fun.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to treat him like a friend in the friend zone.
Yeah.
She's
not even. Well, the thing is like Emily is really trying like to, she's not even being like the, you know, like this is over or anything like that. Or like, I want to pursue this other thing. She's just like, we don't have to get into this, like in such deep detail, like right away. Like I had a good day. I had fun. I would like to have a good night with you and have fun. Let's do that. Like Party Marty, you got to respond to that. You got to meet that energy. And he said, no, I will ruin your fun. I will ruin everyone's fun because I am going to bring this party down.
Yeah. He's like, let's actually break up right now instead of making it weird for everyone. Like that energy. I felt it through the like screen.
Very awkward. Like, yeah.
A very awkward party.
So, all right. And then at one point while Marty is talking with Daniel, so then Mike comes over and starts talking to Emily, and Marty again has to go over and pull her aside, and he is going to steal Emily away, and he wants to know to Emily, put yourself in my shoes, okay? How would you feel if you, after we have our first argument, or not even a bickerment, our first argument, then you go in and I see you talking to the guy you went on a date with.
But he doesn't even like phrase anything like close to tactful. Like he's like, oh, you had to go vent to the guy you just went on a date with. I was like, honestly, like it was like pretty triggering to like see the way that this man was like was like immediately on the defensive and being like, oh, so you just had to like go and figure this out and like and complain about me, go talk about me with like, she's like, well, first of all, he pulled me aside and like it's completely fine for two people to have a conversation.
And if like, I may just add, if this is what happens on television shows with cameras, boy, I have a lot of empathy for you too. The dating world just sounds not great.
Like that's the thing is like, if this is the lesson that Emily should be taking away in this moment where she's like, if we are arguing and having bickerments and arguments and all sorts of mints, while we're in this like environment where like real life stresses are not a thing. Like our job right now is to have fun, pay attention to each other and have a good time. And we are finding things in each other to fight about. Boy, do you have something coming in the real world? Like when shit gets real, like that is the biggest red flag of all, is it not? Flag, like
the big red flag.
The reddest of flags. So that is the thing. It's like he's trying to say like, oh, well, you don't like wait till you see in the real world, like how fun I am. I'm like, if you can't be fun on this freaking show that is like silly, like Jerry O'Connell coming in, like being Jerry O'Connell, like
not enough Jerry in this episode.
No, we'll never agree. But we, I feel like we've been really lacking in the last couple episodes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They took away the bingo balls and they said, Jerry, you've nothing to do. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Yeah,
well, did Jerry even get a 70s costume for the party? Were they even there?
They didn't even come.
Yeah, they're not there yet. Maybe they'll
maybe
show
this
up.
Is like maybe they, the, yeah.
But yeah, that's exactly it too. Like not even just, oh, this is what dating is like, not on TV. It's like, what would Marty be like not on TV? Exactly. If that's how he feels okay to act in front of a TV crew and the world, then what the hell is he saying behind closed doors? Because that is not a man that should be around anybody, in my opinion.
Anybody.
Like, that's extremely troubling. Like, if he doesn't know how to communicate conflict effectively, then he should just go be by himself and find solace in that.
He's because it's not okay.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
Like, it's not okay. Like, if someone talked to me like that alone, I would be like, oh, okay, well, like we're done here. Like, this is not happening.
He needed to leave the party. Like, he needed to not be there because, like, Daniel couldn't even talk sense into this man. He just, like, lets him walk
Ezra
away.
Ezra couldn't talk sense into him.
Ezra was legit just trying to, like, low-key be like, yeah, well, maybe just lighten things up a little bit and have a good time. And he's like, I hear what you're saying and I will not do it.
Like, I will do the opposite. Time to have a good time because Emily said she can't be herself with me.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't have a good time. So no one will have a good time.
Yes. Ugh. Okay. All right.
One of the worst traits a person can have.
Pretty bad. I thought that then the thing that really sent her over the edge was when they're arguing and, he wants to know, can you make it known that we're something? Can you tell people that we're like in a committed relationship? And he accuses her of trying to make him jealous because she has a lack of self-control. And I think, Jenny, this, I think, really hit a nerve for Emily.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, because he's essentially insinuating, because he says, oh, so you're just going to keep making this guy interested in you. So you keep going on dates to like upset me, which is like so many layers of like accusing someone of being like so manipulative and like he's basically in not so many words, like calling her a sociopath. Mm-hmm. And
like, also, like, if you're accusing someone of that, it's probably because it's something you would do.
It's like if the tables were turned, like, is this something that I don't know. But Emily is like, I have been nothing but like fully committed to you, but I also have limits. And like, I think that it really upset her that he was insinuating that she would mislead and like, you know, is it like just wants attention when she very much feels like that is like so contrary to the person she is. And I think that she's right. Like, I think that Emily is just a nice girl that is young and is trying to figure her thing, like her stuff out. And like for her to be told that this is what she's doing, like, I totally get why she's like, excuse me. Mm-hmm. No, like that's not what's happening here. Do you think this is fun for her? Yeah. She really wants to make you like jealous. Look at the great time that this is creating for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
So, yep. I mean, this was good drama. I don't know if it was fun drama.
Yeah, it was very dramatic, but it wasn't super fun. Like,
the costumes were fun. Mm-hmm.
The costumes were fun. Yeah. The confessionals with Marty, like, throughout the episode were pretty fun because it was a quite compelling story of a man totally losing his mind for truly no reason. But when it came down to the way he was talking to Emily, I was just not about it.
There were some yucky things, definitely. But I appreciate that there is at least a storyline worth following.
Mm-hmm.
So from a storytelling perspective, I like that there is something there and it's not just, and then all five couples stay the same and we're going to go to a new port. Like there's something there, but I, as a human and recognizing that these are other human, real humans, I hope that they all get things sorted out for themselves and live better lives.
Okay. One of those Facebook things that's like marked safe from Marty's jealousy in 2022.
So there is going to be, I guess the twist is that, okay, so the singles now, they are going to get to pick first. They get to pick a person to be with. If the person that they pick says yes, the singles get to stay. And if the person who they pick says no, they are eliminated off the boat.
And what was not clear in this like preview and how that this was explained was, so say Mike picks Emily and Emily says yes. Does that also mean Marty is off the boat? You would assume so, but maybe they keep them around. But
what if Susanna picks him?
What's going to happen with the bingo balls? The bingo balls going to come back out for this?
So I think that probably it'll be like, okay, you've picked one person. So the person that person was in a relationship will go home. That makes sense to me.
I think if they were smart, they would let the person that got dumped stick around until the next. It's like the recoupling thing on Love Island, where it's like, if you know, sometimes if you don't end up in a couple, you are still like there.
Normally you would go home if you're not in a couple, but sometimes it would be like, oh, surprise, you can stay. So
we'll see. I'm sure they've got it all figured out on The Real Love Boat. They're not going to leave anything willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's true. The sound will all be there. But like, how are you supposed to have like a juicy love triangle if you just immediately get rid of the other possibility? Like you have to think that Emily... So in this hypothetical where Mike picks Emily and Emily is like, this is a bad situation. I don't necessarily want to be with Mike, but I want to have fun on the rest of this thing. I'm not going to end up with Marty after this. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
And she says yes. I think that if you're a producer of a reality television show, especially if Susanna also mentioned Marty's name, you don't send Marty home because you're like, this is a person with an existing storyline and they're not going to stop talking to each other.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you want Marty just like brooding on the ship the whole time, the rest of the way? I think
it depends on like the state of things right?
If Susanna picks him though, then he should stay and then kick Dustin off and whoever else doesn't get picked.
100%. I think Marty should be available to be picked by another single if that circumstance happens. And I think to your point, Jenny, maybe that's why they stretched this out over three episodes, because they wanted to show us the arc of the love triangles.
I mean, we got a cliffhanger. Like, again, no coupling. This ended at the party. Like, it was a true to be continued.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anything else about The Real Love Boat, episode number 9?
Jerry O'Connell tweeted a great tweet about like if tonight's episode was a movie, this would be the poster. And he had like three like very artistic like looking photos of Marty, Emily, and Mike. And I thought it was very good.
Yes.
But there was also a typo in the tweet, which also I love Jerry. Like, that is truly the worst part of the show right now, is that we're not getting enough of Jerry and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. But like in a way they're trying to like make this like a movie right now, where like we had like the building of this storyline last episode and like kind of a to be continued. And we're like, we're still to be continued. I guess that's not a movie.
To be continued again.
Yeah.
It's more like a series.
More like a series. Anyway. Okay, let's have some olives and wine in Santorini tonight. That's what Mr. Jerry O.C.
honestly
is tweeting
sign
about.
Me up. That yeah, is like that is a dream dinner to me.
Sometimes after work, you just want to eat 30 to 40 olives.
Exactly. Okay? It's an appropriate dinner, okay?
Eat them with your fingers.
So sometimes I will just eat capers out of the Ooh. Jar. I love salt.
You love pickled things.
Should try them I in love coffee. Brine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna try one of these days, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kirsten, what's coming up for you? I hear that there are some more hot dummies this time on natural islands on the way.
Yes. Yeah, so Too Hot to Handle season 4 is going to start dropping next week. And there will be some conversations happening about those hot dummies.
Kirsten, which Love Boat contestant should be sent to Too Hot to Handle?
Daniel, obviously. He's poking people.
Hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah, because truly
he would be fine, like, right? On Too Hot to Handle for that.
You might lose some money for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes, like,
take some money out of the pot for
just
that
decides,
one.
Decides, like, oh, yeah, suddenly getting an erection costs you like $1,500.
I don't think you've ever been penalized for that.
Penal.
Yeah. I, that was not what I was going for.
We were all thinking it. Jenny's the only one brave enough to say it.
Listen, someone's got to be.
Listen, there will probably be many hashtag boner gates on Too Hot to Handle.
Sure.
So if people are interested, they should definitely check that out. If you're listening to this on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, it'll be here for you.
I believe we are planning a Nothing But Netflix crossover premiere episode to tackle episode 1 next week.
Yes, the world's most ambitious crossover.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Yes. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, Mass Magnets with Sasha Joseph, a little delayed this week, but is coming very soon. And BoJack Horse Pod with the great Lindsay Wilson.
All right.
And please follow me at Kirsten Said What.
Okay. Jenny, what's coming up for you?
Nothing. Three more episodes of this show.
Three more ports,
baby. And that's pretty much it. You can follow me on social media at Jenny Autumn. If anything else is popping up, like Daniel, I will let you know there.
Yeah.
And hopefully some more hijinks in the new year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a good 2022, but I think we're ending things off with the Real Love Boat. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed every single week getting to do this. Even if the episode isn't knocking it out of the park every time, even if sometimes they say the audio is not important.
Yeah, they don't put the audio in. Who cares?
I get to a podcast with two of my favorite people every week. So it's been a blast. So
yes.
If anyone listens to it, that just makes me happy.
And the whole audio is here for this podcast.
I hope so.
Well,
to blame if not.
I'm sure someone is begging for the only Rob and Jenny edit of this podcast.
Stop it.
Okay? It's fine. Listen, maybe it's me.
No.
That would be really a really weird edit.
I'm sure we have in the many years of Rob's podcast done a podcast with one person's audio missing.
Oh, I'm sure.
No doubt.
I feel like that's a thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then we're just getting started here for another week of reality TV. We've got Survivor. We've got Amazing Race coming up. So lots of stuff over at robiswebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us for Real Love Boat coverage. We'll be back with more next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.